Sergeant, how are you?
Good, sir. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. Well, tell me, what's the latest on the roads in Ingham County?
The latest on the roads in the county is the Ingham County Road Commission has been out since 4 o'clock, diligently working on clearing primary roads, getting those open, and then their next priority once they get that done is to work on the secondary roadways. And then subdivisions, last priority.
What is your advice to people who are thinking about getting out on those roads?
We're still advising people to stay home today, give the road crews an opportunity to get things cleared up so the roads are passable and there's not any danger to the public.
We knew this storm was coming. Did the Sheriff's Department try to put a couple more cars on the road due to this storm?
Yeah, well, you know, due to our staffing shortages, we weren't able to put more vehicles on the road, but we were able to borrow some vehicles from the animal control that are one-ton pickup trucks, four-wheel drive, to service those areas that we could service.
And during the overnight and early morning hours, did you find anything out there? Were there people having some challenges?
No, actually, when I came into the Emergency Operations Center at 2 o'clock, I spoke with the patrol supervisor who said that there was times that they wouldn't see another vehicle for over an hour, and that there was only two vehicles that were stranded on the highway, but those people had been given rides in off the roadway.
So we listened to you, Sergeant, and
yes,
stayed home.
Yes, yes. You know, we had a lot of advance notice, like you said, and you know, we put out a lot of information the last couple of days that this was coming, and you know, and with the shutdowns in local government and the university and a lot of the other places that just aren't open today, you know, that really helped out.
Have calls into you picked up? Have you seen in the last couple of hours any type of increase in folks who are getting stuck?
No, we have not. We have not. Again, everybody listened, everybody behaved, and then that's what we asked.
Did you have any challenges with any auto accidents yesterday as we got into the drive home?
No, we sure didn't. We didn't have anything more than normal rush hour incidents.
Well, this is good news.
Yes, it is. It's all good news. Yes, so we appreciate the help.
All right. Well, the plows will be out all day today, so hopefully things will get back to normal, but you're still advising for us to stay home.
Yeah, I still think it's a good idea. We, you know, the plows are going to be working for a while, and the winds are going to stay strong, you know, right around 20, 30 miles an hour. It's going to cause the snow to blow across roads, and, you know, there's still the danger of drifting snow, and they're going to have to hit those roads probably, you know, a good two or three times before they're actually clear, before this all passes.
And if folks get into trouble, should they see anything or be involved in anything themselves, how should they contact you?
Yeah, they should call 911. You know, most people have cell phones, you know, vehicles that are equipped with navigation systems with OnStar and things like that. You know, definitely use those things that you have available to you.
And Sergeant Ott, should people still use 911 if they just get stuck in the snow or if they spin out and don't hit anyone?
Yeah, if you're using a cell phone, that's the best way to reach your local dispatch center is to call the 911. And, you know, basically we tell people if it's not an emergency and that's the means of communications that you use is to just say that it's not an emergency, maybe placed on hold for a minute while they answer emergency lines if those are ringing at the same time, but they'll still get to you.
Sergeant Robert Ott with the Ingham County Sheriff's. Thanks so much, sir.
Thank you, sir.